Nuclear cooperation on the agenda. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden, his first trip to Asia since taking office in Seoul, South Korea, where he and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol are set to take on that issue and the North Korean threat when they sit down Saturday.
Biden has started out his trip with a tour of a Samsung factory with the newly elected South Korean president, talking about supply chains. Later on, he'll launch a new economic framework to replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership former President Trump left in 2017. He'll also meet with leaders from Quad countries, Japan, Australia, and India.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Seoul, South Korea. A senior administration official also says Washington is prepared to work with other countries in aiding North Korea as it deals with COVID, which the official says is a quite serious issue for the North. Mainland China is reporting just over 1,200 COVID cases, and it says there was one new death. The country has imposed strict lockdowns to try to contain the virus. The Justice Department says it will appeal a federal judge's ruling that keeps Title 42, the Trump-era rule that allows migrants to be deported, in place, while a lawsuit led by Arizona and Louisiana and now joined by 22 other states plays out. It was set to expire Monday.
Even with Title 42 in place, we've still seen an explosion in numbers. We just had well over 230,000 migrant apprehensions this last year in April, the highest in DHS history. We had more than 200,000 the month before. We've had more than 1.3 million illegal crossings since the start of the fiscal year on October 1st.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has arrived in Gaylord, a city about 230 miles northwest of Detroit, and has signed a state of emergency declaration after this afternoon's tornado that killed one person and injured more than 40 others. The twister also caused extensive damage. A shelter for victims has been set up at a local church. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
The first confirmed case of monkeypox this year is in Massachusetts, but there now may be a case in New York City.
Health officials in the Big Apple are trying to connect the dots on a possible case of the virus to a patient who is in isolation at a hospital in the city. Officials say they will conduct a preliminary test for monkeypox. If positive, the samples will be sent to the CDC for confirmation. The symptoms include fever and rash, muscle aches and chills. Doctors say monkeypox is harder to get than COVID, requiring close contact or the sharing of bodily fluid. The virus is endemic to Central and West Africa and is rarely seen outside the continent. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The U.S. Census Bureau finds its 2020 population count was inaccurate for certain states, creating lasting political implications.
A post-census survey found under- and overcounts in 14 states, significant enough to conclude it could impact states' congressional districts. Florida and Texas were undercounted, as were Arkansas, Illinois, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And many of those states have seen recent growth. The states that were overcounted were Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Utah. In the report, the census says challenges to data gathering included the pandemic, delays to fieldwork, and migration of college kids and others. Some reports blame individual states for not putting enough resources toward encouraging participation in the census. Groups historically undercounted include minorities, young children, and renters. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Casino workers in Atlantic City, New Jersey are warning that labor disputes could happen if there's no contract agreement by the May 31st deadline. The union is in the middle of contract negotiations with the nine casinos in the city. The union's president says they're not threatening anyone, but he wants to make sure members get a good contract. Representatives for the casinos did not respond to requests for comment made by the Associated Press. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.